No place that I can find in the entire Bible does God say anything like that. Jesus says what? Go! Go, therefore! Do it now! It is urgent! Let's go right now! Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always. Now, one of my questions today is, has the church fulfilled this purpose thus far? What do you think? Has the world church, the Christian church worldwide, have we fulfilled this purpose thus far? You know, it's interesting how here Jesus died, and they experienced this death, and Jesus was resurrected, and the disciples lived with the resurrected Christ, eating and drinking and praying and talking and listening to this man who was dead and is now alive. You hear what I'm saying? And Jesus said, as he was being lifted up into heaven, said, go therefore and make disciples of all nations. And do you know what the disciples did? Well, let's go back to Jerusalem and think about this for a minute. Do you ever notice that? And they started arguing over things like, well, you know what? I really think people need to become Jews before they become Christians. And so any Gentile that wants to become a Christian, you know, all the men have to be circumcised and all that, and then they become Jews and they follow the Ten Commandments, and then they can become Christians. Right? Well, an interesting thing started happening in that the church and the synagogue started not getting along, and the church started getting, all I can think of is abused. Well, they were abused. Persecuted, thank you. There's the word I'm looking for. Took a smart person to remember that. But anyway, we started getting persecuted, and what happens whenever we are in God's kingdom and a person is a believer in Jesus Christ, when bad things happen, what does God do to those bad things? God always finds a way to turn them around, doesn't He? He finds a way to turn around so either you can help people that need help, that have gone through the same thing that you've gone through. Whatever it is, God can turn it around to bless people, right? And an amazing thing happened. The church started getting persecuted, okay? Well, what happened when the church started getting persecuted? The Christians scattered. And what happened when the Christians scattered? More churches. That's exactly right. So you know what? It's an amazing thing. Jesus said, go, therefore. And the disciples went back to Jerusalem and started thinking about it. And finally, because of persecution, they had no choice but to grow the church, right? Because Christians went, you know, it's kind of like when you pet a cat backwards. You ever done that? Yeah. You know, the church is similar to a cat in that way. Sometimes we got to be petted back. Is that correct English? Petted backwards before we do something. You ever notice that? We got to be a little uncomfortable before we say, hey, wait a minute here. We got to do something about this, right? Yeah. Well, that's exactly what happened. People started spreading around because of the persecution, and Christianity spread. A guy by the name of Saul started killing Christians, and that caused Christianity to spread throughout. Saul didn't understand it, but being who Saul was, a Hebrew priest, he was spreading Christianity unintentionally because of his persecutions. So really, the only reason why Christianity is spread in many cases is because something negative happening to the church, and it just is a natural progression, right? The church grows. But my question is, how about today? Are we fulfilling this purpose today? Mission work? Okay.